Mohammed Hamid Aleph, Kolb, and just a little sase.
If you go, a little bit more stark.
I know, I'm sorry.
I was thinking,
work on
this. The Mishnah said, Badin, when Chal talks about it, the Mishnah says, that all mitzvahs leis, I say, whether they are zman gomer or not, no shema chayobis. Right? The Mishnah way back in the Chavtas. Chol mitzvahs leis, I say, bein she zman gomer, bein she lo zman gomer, echad ha'anoshim, be'echad ha'anoshim, chayobin, chutz, with the exception of bal takif, bal tashris, and bal titma l'meisim. Okay. Zok the Gemara min on Emili Yomer view the Marat. V'chein tal be b'shmoyel amakra ish ish yasu mikolchatos a adam ish v'akasim ish ish ko oinchim shebetoyra. And Rashi explains if his hipsha the ko oinchim shebetoyra, that includes the lavin as well, because the lavin have an oinish of malchus. So the chayv in the lavin. They're included in all the dinim, the civil laws, the laws of mas and matan, and all these monetary laws. Which means that if your shor kills an isha, you'll be chayv koifer. But Tzricha, I need all of them. Diash min hachkamai. Now, Lagabi, the answer to the Menon immediately was the first one, right? The rest is just the Hemshech. Once we brought that down, so we brought down these other things as well. But it's not like. That was the Menon immediately. Yeah, Rashi speaks it out, correct? Yeah. Yeah. So, why do we need all these three? Tzricha, Diash min hachkamai. I only told you the one that the Chayvin Oinshin, I'd say, Mishum Kapara. Chasuk Manaleh, because since he did a Kapara, the Torah. Right, oinshim aren't a bad thing necessarily. Oinshim are a necessity, a kapara. So they need a kapara. The Torah has a chumanas on them. Hashem has a chumanas on them. Aval dinin, ema ishtu bar masamat and in ishalai. Maybe she's not involved in business. Maybe she's not including those halachas. So kamash v'la, no, she is. V'yash bin ha, and if I only told you she was including those halachas, I'd say v'jim d'chayusi, because she has to live. If she won't be included in those halachas, so then she'll steal, other people will steal from her, she won't have a normal way to interact with other people in monetary issues. Aval koifer, but the third limud, that if your shor kills her, you're chayv in koifer. Ema, maybe then I'd say, ish divar mitzvah in ishaloi, only an ish is chayv in mitzvahs, and you kill someone who's chayv in mitzvahs, you have to be a koifer to kill someone who's chayv in mitzvahs. But an ish not, so maybe not, so maybe I need the third drasha. Yesh min ha, and if I only told you the third Rasha, I would think Mishum Dikka ibn Shama, since Saif Kol Saif, there's a loss of life. Chazuch man Allah, Aval Harach Tati, but the first two, Ebelay, maybe not, and therefore it's Tzricha. So, two Ha'aris over here. First, these guys asked yesterday, Toys is Kash on the bottom. I didn't tell you about this Toys. At the bottom of Amman Aleph, Toys asks, what, if I only told you Oinchin, I'd say that's Mishum Kapara. So Frank Toys says, what do you mean? Other Rabbi, Vim Toim or Koshikin, the Loy Nichtava Chosalet Fei, Dinole Loy Oinish Veloichet. Why would you think it's, if I only told you the Joshua of Oinchin, there's Mishum Kapara? If I'm looking to help her out, Mishum Kapara, so don't be Machaiver in the first place. Don't make it a chait for her. Even better. You say, no, that she's only Chaiving because the Torah wanted to have Kapara. What do you mean? She only needs a kapara as much as she's chayiv. So don't be chayiv in the first place. She won't need a kapara. It's a kasha. Yishloi bar. Yeah. Yishloi bar. The mikom mokom itzdrich kapara heicha dechsiv ba oynish lenoshim behedi. Goyin gabe erais. understand the Teretz.
Thanks for the question.
Nobody's answering. I don't know what Teretz is really answering. Sorry, Chin.
Maybe he means like in the rest of them, in the other ones.
The other ones, yeah. What's it got to do?
They're not explicitly written. So, why? Again, what are the? To me, the concept in Chasner is not give her a free ride in the world. You know, don't give her any kind of chance for schar. Okay. No chance for a scar then.
Well,
so this is an opportunity. You have the opportunity to get the scar to do what Hashem wants, but if you mess up, there's a pretty big bar for it. And I wouldn't think that.
Yeah. I hear. Yeah, you were saying you wouldn't be bothered with the kasha.
I don't understand.
Tais is bothered by the kasha that, listen, when we ask Minon immediately, that means we have a Havimin, she's not Chayiv and Lavin. So we answer, no, there's some kind of drasha in Chayiv and Lavin. So we say, well, if I only had that drasha, I'd say the whole idea over there is dafka to bring her a kapar. You mean because better to be chayav and love and deal with the oinshim than never to be chayav in the first place? It can't be better for you not to be chayav in the first place because you don't have the chait. It's not a chait for you. You mean because then you're not gaining the Torah. You're not gaining the.
Unless you say here, I mean, how does it work? Does a person get schar for not doing love or?
Well, not maybe, but not if you're not commanding it.
Right. No, I'm saying.
So you're saying, that's what you're saying, that if you're not commanded it, you're not going to get nothing.
Nothing.
So it's a vada, not a...
going to be a rock.
But in as much as... I hear. So nichla and wanted to give a kapara, nichla, that's what you're saying. Toys kasha doesn't even start, you're saying. Included in the svar of wanted to give her a kapara is a svar that I want to be mechayiv her and give her a kapara. But I'm not going to say, well, she'll be better off not being mechayiv in the first place, because then she won't have the mitzvahs. I hear. Tais is Rosh? No.
He's arguing with Rosh. I'm not sure if I think he might have touched on this also. I didn't grasp 100% what he says. He argues with Rosh about each one being a separate thing. Each of the three Roshi.
One second. Yeah, the Rishash says he doesn't understand Tais's terrors. Ktas kosher, the Yolav Minei Dishve. Why is Tzitz answering? Well, they need a kapar anyway for what the Torah writes it explicitly. True, but what we're learning out here is to all the places where the Torah does not write it explicitly. That's what we're learning over here.
This question is, why make the leap?
Why make the
leap? Yeah,
that's what he's saying. And as much as we're saying that I, if all I had was that limit from the Torah, I would have touched up that limit as being. And then I have a kasha that if that's what the Torah is trying to do, the Torah could have done a better job of doing it. Don't be mechayver at all. But the Mishraj, yeah, that's what he's asking. You're saying, no, but still, that was not. He answers, I should need a kapara anyway for the times that it's written, but that the Mishraj says, but that's not. We're trying to learn it out for the times it's not written. That's good for. Mishraj asks the kasha. And I don't know. Okay.
Yep.
Fine, I'm not sure. Okay. Fine. The next thing is this. Tais at the top of Amud Beis says, what it says in the Gemara, Ish Devar Mitzvah in Ish Aloy, there was a Havamina that if you only got Koifert, Koifert means you're paying for the opinion on the life that your Shor took. It's only when that person was Chayv in Mitzvahs. The Havamina would be, it's only when the person is Chayv in Mitzvahs.
Life you took.
And not an Ish, life you took. And not an Ish, not Chayv in Mitzvahs. So Taisa says, look at the Taisas. Zivlav Davka doesn't mean Davka.
She's not
chayv in mitzvahs. How do I know? How do I?
Away.
Yeah, how do you know? How do you know?
He says from Eved.
Yeah, so he says
so
the iskish Eved Isha, the chayv in mitzvahs kish teach the government lalam Isha. And then the Gemara in the Eved is called kakamo ish. So I hear what Tosis is saying, but what in the world did he bring a chayv from Eved for? What the guy Tosis should have said? It doesn't mean literally she's not chayv because she is chayv in some mitzvahs. It just means that as many mitzvahs. The fact that we learn out Eved Kenayni from Isha to Mechayiv him also, what's going to do with anything? Yeah, it's okay. Shkoich. So the Makneh says no. The Makneh says, where is this coming from, Bechlav, this Havamina? You saw the Makneh? Where is this coming from, Bechlav, this Havamina, that if you're not Chayiv in mitzvahs, the Torah is, that you don't pay Koifer? It's not Stam Havamina. The Havamina comes from the fact that if your Shor kills an Eved Kenayni, you are not Chayiv Koifer. Eved Kenayni is the reason why I think that it's only someone who's chayv in mitzvahs. So, and therefore I'm saying, just like if you killed the Eved Kenayni, you wouldn't be chayv koifer because he's not chayv in mitzvahs like a man. So too the Isha. So that Tosfos is saying, it doesn't mean not chayv in mitzvahs at all, because the Eved Kenayni is chayv in mitzvahs, just like an Isha is chayv in mitzvahs. It just means not as many mitzvahs. But that's what's coming on to the Eved Kenayni, because the Eved Kenayni is the reason for the Havamina. The reason for the Havamina, because the Torah says, Eved Kenayni, you're not a chayv koifer. You pay, Eved Kenayni, it's a different type of kenas that you pay. So since that's the Havamina in the first place, Torah is speaking out, no, Eved Kenayni has mitzvahs too, just like Benisha. Just the pshat is, they don't have as much as a man.
No, it's good. Just my mustache.
I gotta trim my mustache. I'm getting my coffee. I need a trim. Yeah, that's what the Makna says with that. With that story. Since Kishmaka. Ha'ara. Yeah, they be okay.
How would you read Tosfos then?
I guess the Lav Davka.
That she has no mitzvos.
Right. Because since the whole reason why you would think that your part of mitzvos is from Eved, right? That they have to read. That they read into Tosfos. The Eved who should be chayv in mitzvahs, and an Eved who should be chayv in mitzvahs.
You think that she's the same as an Eved, and you wouldn't have to pay for it.
Right. The Eved, right.
I have a question. If women are explicitly chayv or arayas, right?
Yeah.
So why did you learn out from arayas? Like the whole thing we had before.
To Lavin? Where do you know that to? Yeah, but Arayas is worse than Lavin. Meaning, just cause she's having Arayas.
She might not
be having
Arayas.
All right.
Going back on that thing?
No, stop. Yeah, what I'm telling you is right what he said by Arayas.
There is an
Arayas over there. True, yeah, but you still wouldn't know. You still wouldn't know all that. Call on Jim Shabbatari, that you wouldn't know. Oh, call on Jim Shabbatari. No, that's what Shash's Kash on Toys was. Yeah, and Araya, she has a Gabara anyway, but that doesn't help for the fact that we want to extend that to all of them. And that Toys is Kash of Lechaira. If you have Toys, Kash, it still stands. As Mishash was asking, as we were really asking, Mishash articulated it. was asking Stam, why not learn it out from Rais? Okay, chut batag batashkes and batit mele meisim. Bishlam called it about the meisim to say emor kan bani arin, bani arin b'le b'noi sag. Okay, that's clear. What's the whole pasuk? Where's the whole pasuk quoted? Maybe you yell very loud. Say it.
Louder. Emor al kohanim,
yeah.
Yaron, Yomarta Lehim, the Nefesh, Lo Yitano Ba'amol.
Right.
Yikra Chavol Ba'amol.
What does the next pasuk say?
What's that? Yikra Pas Rish? No.
Well, yeah, what did it say?
Yikra,
yeah. Yeah, no, over there.
Just gives you that pasuk.
That's it?
Nice.
Yeah, but. There's
exercise today.
Yeah.
He's getting his exercise today.
Right, good. So the pasuk says by the Kahanim, Emel Ganim and Aaron, might they love? So right away we learn out that Benoi Zaren have no problem about it with the Mason. That's clear right away. Then it explains, then it gives you more details about not becoming Tomei. And right after that, a couple of psukim later, it says, Lo yikruchu korcha b'roi shom upa'as zikonom lo yigaleichu ubibsaram lo yisitu sarotas. That's what it says. The question is, this pasuk, three pasukim later, l'yikru korcha b'roi shom, v'fa'as zikonom l'yigaleichu, v'bibsarim l'yisitu sarotas, is that included in b'nei Aaron v'loi b'nei Zaren? The meat from Noshim goes on that too? Well, no, the meat from Noshim goes on the pasuk of Lo Yitama Ba'amov. Then there's a break of a couple sukkim that gives you details about that halacha, if it's your relative, it's your mother, it's your father. And then the next pasuk stands on its own. That's the question in our sugya.
But that last pasuk is to Kohanim.
Yes. But we'll see. There's a Zerushava which connects that Yisrael to Kohanim to the Yisrael to all Yisrael.
You're saying as much as the Kohanim still, also should go into Kohanim.
No, that's the question.
No, I'm saying if that was the case, the then it wouldn't be the question wouldn't start. But if that is the case, then it's still with the Kohanim. So the question is,
I thought you were asking, if you assume that it's for sure talking about Kohanim still.
No, is that what he's asking? Is that true? In that you hear, it could be no. That's still open.
Yeah, I mean, because the Torah says, the fact that in that specific pasuk it said today.
Right, that's a question, right. So let's see.
We have to limit it just to that.
So Bishlam about it and basically give it more climate and have him live in Israel. Fine. El Baal Taket, U Baal Tashris, Minolan, how do you know Noshim or Potter? Dichsiv, Loisa Kipu Pa'at Bar Sheikhem, Loisa Shchis, et Pa'at Zikonecho. There is a connection between Loisa Kipu Pa'at Bar Sheikhem to cut the payas and the Sajus Direkho to cut the beard.
Now, where is that though? That's
not by the Kayak. That's by Yisrael.
Right.
That's not in Parshas Emor, that's in Parshas Kedosh.
Right.
Oh, fine. Kol Shia, and we have a drasha. Kol Shia Yeshon Bashchas, Yeshon Bakofa. Whoever's included in Ashchas is included in Akofa. Bahari Noshi and Noshim Hoyo, but it's no Bashchas, less no Bakofa. Since they're not included in Ashchas, why not? Because they don't have beards.
Maybe.
At this stage of the Gemara, that's what the Choyo I would say. Yeah. Less new Bakofa, they're not included in Akofa either. So now there's two options, right? Very good. Now you're assuming that they don't have an Israel Shkasa, and therefore they also don't have an Israel Kofa. How do you know they don't have an Israel Shkasa? Minolan the Lois Nibashkasa? See if I say Mr. Svara, the Loy Islu Zokin. They don't grow beards, in a normal way. Vibaisema kra, or maybe it's a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Tamakra, there's a keeper pass for Sheikhem, but the Sashkis, it's Pa'as, it's a Konecho. Midashani kra, but the Bure, Dim can nicht over
the.
Dim can nicht over the Brok, but the Konchem, my is a Konecho. It's a Konecho, but those can Ishtecho. So, Shani kra, but the Bure, it started off in plural, and it switched to singular. So, from the fact that it started off in plural and switched to singular, that's what we learn out, that she's not included in Ashkasa. And then we have a drasha called Yeshiv Ashkasa, Yeshiv Akafa. So she's not included in Ashkasa. She's not included in Akafa either. So Zok the Mashah. The Mashah, I think, Zok the Mashah, very good shmak. If she's not included in either one, then why is only one of them singular? When you have Saif called Saif, you're saying she's Nismayit from both. So why is the first one plural? To that, the Mashal says no. The first one had to be plural because if they both be singular, you wouldn't know Shani Kovet Dibure. You would think that's just how the Torah talks. When the Torah says a konecho, the Torah doesn't mean that, it just means you person, it's a konecho. It doesn't mean, you know, you and not you. That wouldn't be enough of a deal. So I need that, and that's mashma the Gemara. Shoni kovet dibure. It's not just a pshat that's written in singular. It's pshat that it changes. That's goofy how I know it. So Mashal says a manish is might in both, but it has to be set up like that in order to learn the limud.
When it says chen,
because otherwise you wouldn't know.
No, if I came and I just gave a singular form for both of them, then I'm talking about a singular in both these cases.
What? Singular means a
person.
Singular means a person.
Very good. I'm still there for the question.
Rashash is saying a separate teretz a little bit. He's not.
Give me a separate teretz, but it makes this more understandable.
Oh.
I'm still there for the question.
You're saying.
Yeah. I started before I went to Sikkim, and that makes me realize that there's something different that happened. Yeah, they're probably. That's not what I mean anything about the proofs. But.
Yeah, they're trying to cover the burning means. Meaning,
I want to say that they're both singular, so I'll use the singular form for both.
But how would you know to be my mind notion?
You don't know notion.
Right? How would you know notion
without just to me? I'm using it. It's not just a singular form; it's the masculine form.
That's not what it says.
Why is that
making that deal? You added that in. That could be his lavdap. That's the Torah always talks in.
No, it's all right.
So then let the Gemara.
Versus Zekenchem. Zekenchem is all of you, male, female, and Jew.
It's not because Zoka Nekeva is not a raya. A lot of times you start talking to Zoka, it means general.
And many times we've said,
no, that's what it says.
It depends.
No, it says Bonim is Nechel.
It all depends. But that's the Mashar's right. You see, what's Argamara? Argamara is Dabka being Madgish, the Shoni B'Dibure. That is.
But the fact,
so Rashash adds in and he says,
obviously, there's a
also there's a reason why
the Rashash came up and said what he said.
Yeah.
Because the Rashash is mamish an outgrowth of this problem. Yes, yes.
I read
the Rashash had this problem.
I don't know that's a problem.
I think the Rashash must have had this problem. That's why he said what he said. Hotel this exact issue.
He would have asked that question.
Although it opens up another issue.
If that was a problem, would have asked it. So it's about Odiyah Shloimeh.
He needed the Tzorech Lomar Od, because Mashu Kolo Yashach.
Yeah, the Rishash, we have other problems that we don't really understand.
The Rishash opens other problems, but it's...
So the Rishash adds in that it says Lo Yisakipu Dafko, because you have a different drosha called Echad HaMakev Echad HaNikov. So it had to be plural anyway.
You guys are asking though if that's true,
then how did the Gemara know that the Shani Kovet Dibure was coming to be Mamayit Noshin? Maybe the Shani Kovet Dibure is coming to be Mamayit, that by a Shchosa there's no Makav Nikov.
Let's put that aside though, just to deal with the other thing. That is a problem with Rosh Hashanah. Some
more okay, I'm not sure. Yeah.
At the end of the day, Rosh Hashanah is referring to
only. I have no idea. But the Shani Dibube.
Yeah.
Right. But what is the Rosh Hashanah saying essentially? You want to learn. You want to learn. According to what we just said previously, the hero is in plural, the hero is in singular. And the fact that there was a Shani Dibube, that leads me to know that they're both referring to singular. So, once again, if they both. Say them both in the singular masculine if you want them both to be. Why did. So. That's how the Shash comes and says, oh, there's a reason why this was in the plural, and therefore you can understand it's not to show that it includes women, and it's include the Nika.
That's a counter to come to answer.
It's exactly because of my question. It answers exactly my question. Therefore, this is in the plural form, not referring to male and female. Or
I understand. So the Mashai answered that question as well.
I say this when we learn to as well. The Mashai, the answer to that question needs to be lacking. The Rosh Hashanah answer to that question is excellent, except for then what happened on the other side. they both. I mean, I was so geschmack when I read it, I was like, whoa, great. But then, okay, then we couldn't answer.
I understand. Yeah.
But maybe we didn't find anywhere. Maybe there is also with Hashkata.
You have to know the sugi better. Choices and Nazir talk.
We couldn't find anywhere, right? Why would they say it outright? So they said the other one.
There is a market for Nikov by both. There is.
There is? There is?
Yeah, because. Yeah. Yeah. Because. Choices and Nazir talks about. We might not sure, but we might them from the market part or the Nikov part. Choices discusses that. I think it's better. I don't know. You have to.
I'm very happy.
Iron Shom Toises and Nozir. Yeah, but the question is, your question was, but how do you know that? Okay. Maybe if you wanted to say that what the Rishash is adding to the Marsha is that put Marsha, it could have been flipped around.
Again, according to our show, it's people is that.
But that also you could learn out Makav and Nikav. Maybe that would help.
Torah is using a change of lashon to teach me that we're not chayav in hashkasa. And now we want to put that back into the plural one to say they're not there either.
Right.
Okay, I understand one as a concept. The fact that the Torah wanted to use a change of lashon, but then inherently, what was that plural there for?
Right.
Only to teach me that she's not high another one, and then would again. It's just hard, inherently.
Shash Kanzig gives you the reason of why it's cruel. That's nice.
And Harry Kampf does.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why he's trying to say that the reason why. What you need is that for the plural of Rosheche, it's not necessarily happening.
What was that about Rosh Hashanah?
It's only men.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
So in other words,
that's good.
But that's because
doesn't have to mean.
But that's because Sakipu was. Sakipu and Rosheichem go together.
Yeah. Fair enough.
No,
man. Rosheichem doesn't necessarily mean only men. I mean, it doesn't
only mean include all.
Once you say the thing, you know that Rosheichem only means
men. Now you've added something. Right. Once you say the thing. You are saying that that is what lets me know that.
Yeah.
No. Why can't you say
that? You say it even on its own.
Just the word itself.
Just the word itself. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, just the word itself. Well, Sheikh means men. And the Torah changes.
You only know that once you say it.
No, why?
No.
Why do you have to say that? I think.
You're killing your kids.
No. If you say it the other way.
Well, it's true.
You can go both ways. I'm saying you can go both ways. It doesn't have to be one way.
If you say that Sheikh only means men. And then Zekeinecha is used to teach you not women, and that works great.
That means only means men.
Because it could
before
be.
Before the drush, it only means men? And what
no,
are the drush for?
It's the same thing.
No.
It could mean both. It could always mean both.
No.
Once you have the drush, it only means men.
The drush teaches you. The drush teaches you.
No, but then it's. But again, then you're back to the same problem. Change in lashon is specifically trying to tell you that it only means you're saying both. Both ways.
You needed an email, like the Rosh Hashanah, that's what I'm saying. To know that it could mean something other. The plural form is meaning something other than men and women.
But here's the issue. But maybe that was true, then what's the whole idea of saying that, oh, she's not chayiv in a kafa because she's not chayiv in hashkasa? No. According to what you're saying, she's not chayiv in a kafa because this drasha that the change in lasha, we want to say, oh, the fact that it changed lasha means she's not. The whole point, you want to get the hashkasa, not.
That's why it's not chayiv in hashkasa. For the change of lashon.
Change of lashon is biased.
No, I know, but if you want to say the drush itself also shows that Roshechem only means men, then I don't need that if she's part of the Hashkasa, so she's old. She's
no. That's how you know it. You know Roshechem means men because of that.
Right.
You only know it because Yeshno Hashkasa, Yeshno.
Once you have the
drush,
you know that it has to be that Roshechem is only for it to men. It has to be.
When you see the drush, you have the change of lashon.
That's
not a change of
lashon. It's two steps. You have to change
the lashon,
and then you have because yeshno bezeh, yeshno bezeh. Two steps. You're just saying since soif calls soif. When we might them both, so you want the plural to be doing something ma'isi. So we should try to do something ma'isi. It's being marvin the makav and nickel. You didn't feel comfortable to have it, the maskana that Lashon is not really doing anything. It was only a setup. Thank you. That's what they're saying. I hear. Maybe you could say the kasha a bit strong. Because I mean, that wouldn't bother me so much. But maybe, okay, that's what it means. What Mashal is saying, that's what it means. But maybe you could ask. Maybe that's what you're asking. I'm not sure. Maybe you could ask the Mashal that. And it can not be. Let's say like the Mashal. It only said it that way because it had to say it that way because that's the shani covered it. What otherwise? Oh, but once it does say it that way, maybe you shouldn't learn. That if she's a nismayit from Hashkasa, she's also a nismayit from Magafa. Because since Sefka Sefakam is written in plural, we should say that the whole limit is a limit of only Hashkasa. Yeah, but who says to learn it back? Maybe the plural Lashon should stop you from learning it back. On that, the Mishash is saying, no, we have something else to do with the plural Lashon, and therefore, you can learn it back. Okay? I hear. Fine. Gevaldik. See, that's why I told you to see the Rosh Hashanah.
By your
list of Mepharshim after the Mashal. You have like a list of Mepharshim together?
It's part of that?
Yeah.
It's part of this?
Yeah.
You'll,
I'm not worried about you. Okay, fine, bite there. That's what it says. Now, correct the Gemara, what are you talking about? Veloy. She's not included. But Tanya Zokan Ishava Sari Shall Usayar. Harain Gazokan the Khodivrayam, they have a lock of a Zokan. So what do you mean she has a lock of a Zokan the Khodivrayam? My love, Lashkasa doesn't mean Pashkasa. Amrabaya can't be. Lashkasa Matsas Amrit. Abaya says she cannot be included in Lashkasa. It can't be. Why can't it be? The yodah ba'as ba'as b'nei Aaron. Now here comes in what we mentioned before. By b'nei Aaron it says.
The only question is, how does this answer the question you still have from the price?
We'll see. Yeah, right? It doesn't. But we're going to have, the Gemara's going to answer it later. Yeah, the Gemara's going to come back to that. Yeah. We'll see. All by saying now is the price can't mean that. So what does it mean? Yeah, now we have to see. By Kadam it says Pas Zekanom LeYigalechu, and by Yisrael it says Lo Yisashka says Pas Zekanecho. So by says we have a Gzeres Shoda. paspras, but they aren't malahal and nashim paturois. Like we said before, there's a drasha nashim paturois. Avka nashim paturois. So we know that patrik there is shavim. Correct the Gemara 1 second. If you Abaye are patrik them because they are shavim, that means you Abaye learnt that the bnei and the bnei's aron over there was not limited to the din of tumah, but extended even to the din of what's written after the tumah. Right, that's what you're learning. So I on that have a kasha. These feel on the chikos of bnei Aaron akula in yonexiv, like we mentioned before. Right, that's the question. Does bnei Aaron and bnei Aaron also extend to the pasuk later or not? You a buyer, obviously learning that bnei Aaron and bnei Aaron does extend to the pasuk later. It's mamayin nashim from the din of zaken as well. So if that's true, nishter krab minei. Let the pasuk not mention it at all. Meaning, the gzeirah shava. Leave out the gzeirah shava. Leave out the gzeirah shava. I don't need a gzeirah shava. The taste of a kavachayim. Learn how to make a kavachayim. What I mean, I'm not going to show you how to cause the mitzvah to the seiros. Kaanim, learn how to more mitzvahs. Bnei Aaron, the bnei Aaron, and therefore the bnei Aaron are potter from the zokon. They're not chayiv in the Yisrael of Ashkos HaZakon. Yisrael, the kosher king, Kavachayim of Yisrael. So what do you need the Gzeirah Shavah for, Bichlal? If anyway you're extending B'nai Aaron, B'loi B'nai Aaron to the case of the Zakon, and you want to learn from there that just like it says Pa'as over here, it also says Pa'as and Parashas Kedoshim, and therefore Yisraelim and Noshim are also potter from the Ashkos HaZakon, you don't need the Gzeirah Shavah for that. You have a Kavachayim. Both the Kohanim and the Seidim have this din of Pa'azek Kedom Le'igaleichu. They both have the same mitzvah. So by the Kohanim, who generally have more mitzvahs than Yisraelim, the Noshim are potter. Kohanim in general. Kohanim in general, the Noshim are potter. Kohanim in general, and yet the Noshim are potter. Listen, so that by Yisraelim, or even less mitzvahs in general, the Noshim Kavachamim should be potter. The opposite. Why in the world should be the opposite? If you're standing on your head, it should be the opposite.
When Kohanim, the Muslim saying that Noshim, Kohanim Noshim are also high more.
I want to know what's a din. I want to know what's a din by Kohanim, what's a din by Yisrael.
Kohanim in general.
They're potter from, the Noshim are potter by Kohanim.
Maybe they're only potter by Kohanim because there's so many extra things.
What does that mean? No, exact Kohanim, opposite logic. What is that talking about?
Kohanim in general have more mitzvahs. That category of course has more mitzvahs.
Here is a kula we find by Kohanim. The kula by Kohanim. So it's Chavah from Beis Yisrael.
Family of Kohanim.
The
Kohanic family.
Young
yeah.
Ladies.
Yeah.
The main thing is the ladies over here.
The kula we're talking about is the notion. But if Kohanim have that kula, then you say them sure have that kula.
Because the Kohanim, the ladies of the Kohanim have mitzvahs.
Kohanim in general have more mitzvahs.
I don't know what's your problem.
Let's say Kohanim in general have
Kohanim have more mitzvahs.
More.
What?
It's far to say they should be potter.
Because it's more.
Because
it doesn't matter. They didn't give Noshim that. Then Kavachayim Yisraelim, who even the men don't have it, they didn't give Noshim that either.
Yisraelim
have less mitzvahs.
You want to say that if you're saying
if
only for
Goyim,
Yisrael do have this mitzvah.
Correct. So here we have a mitzvah which both Kohanim and Yisrael have, and by the Kohanim it's a Patur Noshim. So Kavach Kohanim by Yisrael is a Patur Noshim. Yeah, whatever. Yes, right. Yeah, that's a Kavach Kohanim. We're not going to argue. I'm not going to spend more than another second to argue about. I'm not arguing about this.
No, can I ask a question?
You can spend all day.
When the Gemara says,
it's Kavach Kohanim. Think about it.
So when the Gemara says Nishto Kra,
it only makes sense if it's Noshim.
I don't know what you're talking about. If it's Noshim, you're talking Chinese to me.
And more things. And a butter.
No, that's not true.
No,
it's a butter in this.
If in general Kohanim, the family of Kohanim,
that's what I'm saying.
So, okay, I didn't know what you
were
called
the copies
of
Yibu. The first pair. No, that's great. That's already dead. That's already...
Double staff test?
let's not go there.
That's already, but this is not. This is not.
No, this is again. Still, yeah.
But you're explaining what it says. Nishto kramine.
Skip the gzeira shavet.
That's what it means.
You don't need a gzeira shavet.
That doesn't mean that. Nishto kramine doesn't mean that the pasuk should just be quiet, not even write.
Yeah, the pasuk should be quiet. It shouldn't say pa'as pa'as. We should not need a gzeira shavet pa'as pa'as.
I understand when I say we shouldn't learn a gzeira shavet, but how could the Torah not write?
No, whatever word I'm saying,
I don't understand that.
The Torah can express however it needs to express the issue, but it didn't need to make a specific Gezeirah Shavah.
Should
have
written a different way. Not make Gezeirah Shavah.
You need Gezeirah Shavah, yeah.
That's kind of saying, like, the reason why the Torah wrote it that way is specifically for Gezeirah
Shavah. That's what Gezeirah Shavah means, you know. That's what Gezeirah Shavah means.
I mean, I was looking at Gezeirah Shavah, okay, the Torah wrote this way, and you can make Gezeirah Shavah from that.
No, no, Gezeirah Shavah is. Yigdol mitzvah shatar in the dreshes ben. That means the Torah Shabbat Pez says that this is what the Pesukim are telling you. So it was written that way on purpose. So saying you didn't need that, you could have written without the Gezeirah Shavah. How would you write it without? Because it doesn't matter so much. Well, you don't need the Gezeirah Shavah. Yeah, Lushan coming there. You don't need the Gezeirah Shavah. Yeah. That's how. Yeah. The taste of a kavach choyma and the loyd of a kavach choyma. It's getting late. I will finish tomorrow.
I didn't understand.